Track 9, more news. Council passing the buck over footpath, says homeowner. A resident of Ashburton is accusing the council of passing the buck by not clearing the pathway adjacent to her home. Mrs. Cox of Beverley Gardens, Ashburton, engages in yearly discourse with Devon County Council over the public footpath adjacent to her home. The authority asserts that the maintenance of the bank on the southern edge of her property is not their responsibility. But June says different. She says the boundary is halfway across the top of the bank. The path is virtually impassable. There are nettles that are nearly thigh high. It's ludicrous, June said. It is a case of total mismanagement. It is just so frustrating. June is of the opinion that Devon County Council are passing the buck, but the authority disagrees. Land registry checks have confirmed that the bank is privately owned. It's within the boundary of the property and is therefore the homeowner's responsibility to maintain, a spokesman for DCC said. Although we may have cut back the vegetation in the past, unfortunately, this is something we no longer have the capacity to do.
Tynmouth Community School students beach clean. Around 50 students from Tynmouth Community School braved the rain last month to do their bit to tidy up the town and beach. Members of the school's charity committee and green team grabbed litter pickers and black bin liners as they scoured the main promenade, back beach and town centre for litter. They were joined by volunteers including Tynmouth Deputy Mayor Chloe Myers and Councillor David Cox. After filling several bags with rubbish, the students were treated to ice creams. Members of the school's green team have also visited Marsh Barton's waste facility recently to find out what happens to the rubbish we throw away.
Firefighters tackle industrial blaze. Firefighters from Bobby Tracy, Ashburton, Newton Abbott and Torquay responded to reports of a commercial fire at Heathfield earlier in the week on Monday. En route to the incident, which involved an acetylene cylinder, there were further reports that the fire was potentially spreading to the rest of the premises. On our arrival, crews were faced with flames emitting from the top of the cylinder inside a vehicle workshop, said a spokesperson for Bovey Tracy Fire Station. It was decided to cordon off the road to make the area as safe as possible. Once cordons were in place, a ground monitor was set up to allow crews to dampen the area from a safe distance. A team of two were then committed to shut off the oxygen supply to the cylinder and were able to shut the cylinder valve itself. Crews remained on scene to monitor the area with a thermal imaging camera to ensure that the temperature was at a safe level before leaving the scene.
Don't feed more ponies. Dartmoor's rangers are reminding people not to feed the area's iconic ponies. Ponies on Dartmoor are iconic and do a great job of maintaining habitats for wildlife, a spokesman for the Dartmoor National Park Rangers said. Keep them safe by admiring from a distance. The rangers have put up signs across the national park, yet the problem of people feeding the ponies persists.
Twinners blown away by hospitality. Members of Dawlish Twinning Association say they were blown away by the warmth of a Breton welcome during their recent trip to France. The group enjoyed a long weekend in their partner town, Carré-Plouguer in Finistère. The towns have been partnered for 47 years. Mayor of Dawlish, Councillor Lynn Goodman Bradbury, gave a speech delivered entirely in French, appreciated by twinners from both sides of the channel. The two groups then exchanged gifts from Carré, a pictorial map of the town and surrounding area, and a Breton flag. From Dawlish, a unique ditto house, specially commissioned for the occasion, created by local craftsman David Hardy and author Diana Townsend. The miniature buildings feature in a series of children's books and a trail around Dawlish. Two pupils from Collège Saint-Tremeur presented Councillor Goodman Bradbury with pen friend letters and A3 posters for their counterparts at Dawlish College, marking the beginning of what their respective teachers hope will become a flourishing league. Councillor Goodman Bradbury was hugely impressed with the quality of the children's work, as well as the boys' eagerness to converse. The remainder of the weekend was divided between time spent with host families and group activities. DTA Secretary Val Morwood said the hospitality from host families and the group as a whole was tremendous. Councillor Goodman Bradbury said, "They gave us such a warm welcome. It was the best of days. I was proud to be able to represent the town I love and official capacity and in shown around the area by people who love their community too. We communicated through a mixture of broken French and Franglais, but communicate we did, and that's what it's all about."
Bid to save tiny endangered plant. Barbecues have been banned at Dawlish Warren to protect a rare plant threatened with extinction. Ecologists have been working at Dawlish Warren Nature Reserve in a bid to save the petalwort, a minuscule plant which is only 2 millimetres wide and looks like a tiny lettuce. Monitoring by South East Devon Wildlife, a partnership of councils, has shown while the plant has made its home at the Warren, climate change and increasing visitor numbers have threatened its existence. Teignbridge Council has received grant funding for a specialist to move the petalwort to a safer location at the Warren. The plant is extremely vulnerable, so it is essential that visitors do not light barbecues or fires anywhere at Dawlish Warren, including the beach, the dunes and the nature reserve. Ecologist Catriona Neal of Spalding Associates said, "On behalf of the site manager, Teignbridge District Council, I obtained a conservation licence from Natural England under the Wildlife and Countryside Acts to relocate this protected species. This also required a habitat regulations assessment. I moved small sections of turf where the plants could be seen and replanted these in areas less likely to be submerged by seawater. They will also have just the right amount of footfall pressure on them that keeps more competitive plants from crowding it out." Stephen Edwards, Teignbridge Council Ranger at Dawlish Warren, said, "Almost 600 different types of flowering plants have been recorded at Dawlish Warren. The high number of species in such a small area is partly due to the richness of habitat found on the nature reserve. Many of the Warren's special plants are very small because they're more likely to survive that way due to the poor soil, dry summers, rabbit grazing and trampling from people walking. With our changing climate, it's likely that the sand dunes could shift more frequently. If this happens, areas where petalwort flourished could become submerged by seawater. So, to preserve the plants, they've been transplanted in small turf sections to more suitable locations. These plants are extremely vulnerable, so it's essential that visitors do not light barbecues or fires anywhere at Dawlish Warren."